However, the ease at which Apple could use this technology to search for any type of image remains a point of contention for many. The EFF stated, all it would take to widen the narrow backdoor that Apple is building is an expansion of the machine learning parameters to look for additional types of content, or a tweak of the configuration flags to scan, not just children's, but anyone's accounts. Breitbart News senior technology correspondent Alim Bokhari wrote in a recent article, is stopping child abuse really the ultimate intention? Since Apple first entered the smartphone market in 2007, it has cultivated an image of ultra-privacy, making this move even more curious. Unlike its competitor Google, Apple's business model does not rely on mass data collection to turn a profit. Instead, the company makes its money from charging premium prices for its hardware and taking a big cut of App Store revenue. Everyone knows Google scans your Android devices for every scrap of data it can acquire. But Apple has deliberately avoided top-down scanning of devices. Until now. Are we to believe that after 14 years, Apple has suddenly recognized the problem of child abuse imagery on the internet? And that it's recognized it to such an extent that it's watered down one of its biggest selling points over Google? Read more at The Verge here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.